Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, the formation of the next government, as we know, could take some time. But if Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin were to end up in coalition talks, how would their policies match up? Is there any common ground in their proposals for the key areas like tax and housing and climate? Well, Stephen Kinsella is Associate Professor of Economics at the University of Limerick, and he's been casting an eye over their respective policies in these areas. Stephen, good evening to you. And you were writing about
good
it colourfully on the Currency website. Acts of science fiction, I think you called political manifestos, policy weather vanes rather than roadmaps. But having said all that, if we look at these two particularly, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, how do they measure up? And let's talk first maybe in terms of the economy and tax.
Well, yes, Mary. I mean, I think the most important thing is that all manifestos are speculative, you know, and so in that sense, they're pretty much science fiction. But in terms of housing, both Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin want to build 100,000 houses over the 5 years of the next government. And the idea would be that Sinn Féin would focus far more on social and affordable homes, and Fianna Fáil would have a different mix. The key difference in housing really is that Sinn Féin wants to power that vast increase in housing capacity using a 6.5 billion euro tax increase, which they get from several places, including NAMA and the Rainy Day Fund. And Fianna Fáil pretty much relies on the normal tax take in order to generate that tax increase. So they're quite different, but both in fact have tax credits. Both want to reduce rents, and Fianna Fáil wants to put in 168 million euros for a preventing homelessness fund, while Sinn Féin want to increase housing first housing allocations. So they're fairly similar actually when it comes to housing. And to be fair to all the political parties, nobody rocked up to the last general election saying everything's going to be fine on housing. They all promised a vast increase in the supply of housing. Sinn Féin's housing proposal was probably the most detailed of all the parties, and certainly the most radical.
Okay, that's on the housing issue. What about taxation and income tax?
Well, here they really disagree. In terms of income taxes, the main proposal from Sinn Féin is that they really want to abolish USC on the first 30,000 of income and reduce the pension age to 65 and abolish the local property tax, you know, and remove earned income tax credits, increase earned income tax credits. Whereas Fianna Fáil, they want to essentially have a far more modest and much more incremental change to income taxes. And that's just on the household side. On the corporate side, Fianna Fáil want to continue the industrial policy that the state pretty much has held since 1958, which is to tax corporations at a very low rate. And Sinn Féin wants to radically change how businesses are taxed, in particular, how the treatment of so-called intangible assets are taxed in the coming Dáil. And there's a lot of debate about whether that is a sustainable tax base or not. And in addition, of course, they want to remove the local property tax and the other wealth taxes as well.
And is the Sinn Féin policy in line with the Fiscal Council on these intangible assets? It's like intellectual property.
Yeah, so an intangible asset is something like a licensing or a branding fee. What you can do is you can offset benefits from those licensing agreements against actual profits. So you can use it, you can amortize it and use it to pay no tax or almost no tax. The idea would be that it would bring in over 700 million euros actually, but the question is whether that money would stay there over time or would there be a capital flight. In terms of the Fiscal Council, in fact, they're implementing the recommendation of the former chair of the Fiscal Advisory Council, Seamus Coffey, but in all cases with both of these manifestos, they're actually completely in line with the fiscal rules and all of that. The question is whether those tax increases will actually materialise in order to generate the money to build the houses.
Okay, what about the Apple money, the 13 billion? Has either party got plans for that?
Interestingly, here, Yeah, neither party has a plan for that. Both parties very much want to leave well enough alone, and that the appeals process that the state and Apple are taking against the European Commission, against the payments of those monies, they very much want to keep those steady and solid, and they don't want
to. So we leave the money in the escrow account until the appeals and so on are exhausted. We don't make any early decisions on that. There's another area I want to ask you about, Stephen, that's climate.
Yeah, here, while they're quite similar in terms of housing and in their ambition, if not how they actually implement them, and they have differences in terms of their approach to business and the international corporate sector. Here, when it comes to climate, they're very much chalk and cheese. So Fianna Fáil essentially wants to keep the carbon tax going. They want they want a just transition fund. They want a decarbonisation commission. In fact, they're very ambitious actually when it comes to climate change, and Sinn Féin actually don't want carbon tax increases. And it's important to say they're not actually anti-carbon tax. They're anti-carbon tax in the absence of viable alternatives. So I would think that that would spur a different discussion about carbon taxes. But in terms of ambition, whereas the Sinn Féin manifesto is incredibly ambitious in terms of housing and how it affects the state's relationship with big business, it's actually extremely, I would call it almost insipid in relation to its impact on the climate, which we know is a very, very important thing we need to address. And the Fianna Fáil one is in fact bolder and more radical.
Okay, so you reckon they could do business on the housing plans they both have. They might have some difficulty over both income tax and corporate tax treatments, but they'd come a cropper there on climate.
Absolutely. And I think what is important as well is that all these plans are predicated on a growing economy, which has increased investment, which also has increased inward migration of workers in order to build all the houses, because the economy is pretty much at full employment right now. So the 2.3 million people working in this economy, unemployment's heading below 4% probably next year. So the question is, where are all the workers going to come from? We're going to have to bring them in. Sinn Féin has a particular policy with respect to immigration. They don't seem to be in their manifesto. They don't seem to be as up for open borders obviously Fianna Fáil is. And if you think about the economic prosperity of the state, it's pretty much founded on the idea of being open to the world. And that's our big idea. And so I would imagine that in any program for government between the two parties, these kinds of issues will have to get ironed out, simply because the only thing I think people voted for was delivery. They want change. They want things to be delivered. And if you can't deliver, then things will not work out too well for you.
Stephen, many thanks for casting your eye over all of those for us. That's Stephen Kinsella there from the University of Limerick.